Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today, and we have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is going to help us find the answers in our Bible, and Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Emily has our question today. She sent it in and asked this question. Are you ready for it? All right, Micah, tell us what she asked.
Will there be a sun on the new earth?
That's a good question. When I was little, I always looked forward to the sun coming up. Do you know why?
Why?
I didn't like the darkness.
Oh, that makes sense.
I was a little afraid of what was in the dark, but when the sun came up, I didn't have to be afraid anymore.
Nope.
And so for us, the main source of light during the daytime is the sun. And so many people have asked the question, will the new heavens, new earth, will there be a sun? So the Bible doesn't say whether or not there will be a sun in the new earth. But what it does say is in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 23. Do you have your Bibles with you?
Oh, I hope so.
All right, let's look at Revelation chapter 21 and verse 23.
Revelation chapter 21, verse 23?
Correct.
Okay, Revelation is that last book of the Bible. Last book of the New Testament, last book of the Bible. Revelation. If you get to the back of your Bible, you should be there. Revelation chapter 21, verse 23. Revelation 21, 23. Okay? If you need more time, press pause, and when you're ready, press play again, and we will read this verse together. Aiden, can you read it for us?
The city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light.
So in this verse, it's talking about the city. What city is that? The New Jerusalem. This is going to be our home in the new earth, at least one of our homes. And it says the city doesn't need the sun or the moon to shine. Well, that's strange. Why don't we need the sun or the moon? Because the glory of God illuminated it. That means brought it light. And then it says that the Lamb is its light. Who is the Lamb? Jesus. So the glory of God, the glory of Jesus will fill the city and make it so bright and so glorious and so beautiful that we will not need the sun or the moon.
But will there be a sun or a moon?
It doesn't say, and we'll find out when we get there.
If you have a question that you want answered, go ahead and send them to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. And we can let you know when your question will be on our program. We are so glad that you joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. There's a beautiful verse in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, and it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding." That means don't trust in what you know. "In all your ways, acknowledge Him." Who's Him? Jesus. "And He shall make your paths straight." Jesus wants us to trust Him. He wants to lead us and direct us in our paths. But the question is, are we going to trust and obey?
When we walk with the Lord, trust.
Hi, boys and girls. We are going to talk a little bit about missionaries today. Do you know a missionary? Have you ever had a missionary come to your church? Or maybe you are a missionary. Sometimes people go as student missionaries. They take a year off of college, they go out and they tell people about Jesus for 1 year, and then they come back and go back to school. Other people do mission trips, and still others, they go and they spend years in the mission field. Did you know that Jesus needs all kinds of missionaries? He needs the short-term missionaries. He needs the long-term missionaries. He needs the missionaries that are missionaries at home, and they help to give money and to support the missionaries in other countries. Jesus needs all kinds of missionaries, and he really needs you to tell others about him. Well, we're going to pray, and then we're going to get started with our lesson. Dear Lord, thank you so much that you call us to be your helpers. You don't leave it up to the angels. You want us to partner with you and to work with you to spread your love and your message of salvation to others. Thank you for giving us that opportunity, for giving us that privilege of telling others about you. As we study, as we learn, as we open your word, we pray for your understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. How many times had Jesus asked Peter the same question? Peter, do you love me? How many times? 3 times. You're right. Jesus wanted the other disciples to know that Peter was really sorry for saying that he didn't know Jesus. And also, Jesus wanted them to know that he had truly forgiven Peter. Jesus loved Peter. And you know what? Peter loved Jesus. Peter was not proud or sure of himself anymore. You know, Jesus was helping his disciples to know something else that's very, very important. And it's something important for us to know, too. Loving Jesus, truly loving Jesus, is what is most important. He asked Peter, "Do you love me?" Did you know that he could ask you that today? Jude, do you love me? Amber, do you love me? Amy, do you love me? Justin, do you love me? The most important thing that you can ever do is love Jesus. Do you know how I know that? Because Moses told us in Deuteronomy chapter 10. We're going to go there. Okay, this is a new book. We haven't really looked up Deuteronomy. So we're going to go to the Old Testament. You have Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. So it's the 5th book in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 10. Deuteronomy starts with a D. Deuteronomy chapter 10. And then we're going to read verse 12 and 13. Deuteronomy chapter 10. So once you find Deuteronomy, then you're going to find chapter 10, the big numbers. And then you're going to look down for verse 12. I had to turn my page. We're going to read verse 12 and 13. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. Here's what it says.
And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good.
We are to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. It doesn't matter if we're old. It doesn't matter if we're young. It doesn't matter if we're rich. It doesn't matter if we're poor. It does not matter about the color of our hair or our eyes or our skin, what we look like. The only thing that really matters is to truly love Jesus with all of our hearts. Then Jesus can help us to trust and obey him no matter what happens. He can teach us how to be good helpers for him. How can we be a good helper for Jesus? Huh? I want to be a helper for Jesus, but how can we be helpers? Well, first we need to spend time with him so that we are connected with him. And then once we understand him and once we love him, we can be his helpers. Now, do we have to go on a boat to a mission land? Or an airplane to a faraway country to be a helper for Jesus? No, you can be a good helper to Jesus no matter where you are. You can be a helper at home. You can help your mom or your dad when you see that they're tired or they need a little extra help around the house. Maybe they need help with a younger brother or sister to keep them occupied or entertained. Maybe it's a neighbor. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's somebody on the street. We can be good helpers for Jesus. We can share his love with others. Jesus is with us, just as he was with the disciples. That should make you happy. Does it make you happy? When you are a happy helper at home, or wherever you are, is that being a helper for Jesus? Yes, it is. There's a song that says, I am Jesus' helper, doing all I can. I am Jesus' helper. Just like Abraham, or something like that. I don't remember it exactly, because it was from when my kids were really little. But we want to be Jesus' helpers. Can you think of Jesus' helpers in the Bible? Well, the disciples were Jesus' helpers. And what about Daniel? Was he Jesus' helper? Yeah, he told the king about God, and he led the king to believe and trust God. What about Esther? She was Jesus' helper. She saved her people. There are so many stories. Now, some of these stories are big stories about, wow, I wish I could do something like that. But you know what? Those people, like Esther and Daniel, they were ordinary people, just like you and just like me. They did what they could right where they were, and God helped them to be able to have a big influence on those around them. In other words, he helped them to be able to teach and to show those around them how much God loves and cares for them. And God wants you to do the same thing. One way that you could be Jesus' helper is by sharing his love with others, telling other kids, maybe about this podcast, and helping them to learn more about Jesus and to love Jesus. I want you today to sit down with your mom, and your dad, or your grandpa or grandma, one of the adults in your family, and I want you guys to talk about how you can be a helper for Jesus, what that looks like for you and for your family. And I want to challenge you to do something kind, do something loving for those around you, to be Jesus' helpers. When we love Jesus, we want to serve Jesus. When we love him with all of our hearts, we want to serve him. I want to serve Jesus. How about you? Let's pray and ask him to help us. Lord, give us ideas today so that we can be your helpers. If there's something that we need to do, tap on our shoulder or impress our minds of something that we can do to help others. We want to be your helpers, Lord, but we can't do it without you. We need your help. So give us your love, your compassion, and your care for others. We love you so, so much. Amen. It's our last day for our memory verse, right? 1 John 4:16. God is love. He loves you, and he wants you to show his love to others, to be his helper.
1 John 4:16.
God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.